Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Table Think's Wednesday focuses on doing what's ours to do. My grandma could not relax until everything was clean. When grandma came to stay, she reserved most of her time for what she called a good go at it within our home. I think grandma is responsible, actually, for the phrase, first things first, because before her suitcase touched the ground, grandma gave us a list of everything that needed to be cleaned. Cupboards, drawers, closets, they were all emptied. She tossed out the unnecessary and reorganized any remaining necessities. Piles were made from the stuff stored in each nook and cranny. And without fail, we were amazed at what had accumulated since her last visit. And you know, the stuff looked less important after it was stacked and piled. We abided by Grandma's simple principle: if it isn't being used, let it go. And then she wanted us to scrub after the sifting and sorting process. You know, the masters of success principles have nothing over my grandma's organizational principles. It was amazing how cleaning out the unnecessary made our home seem like new.
Likewise, to be free of the unnecessary, we need to mentally, emotionally, and spiritually sift, sort, and scrub our interior life. Cleaning out the unnecessary gives clarity, calmness, and new strength. This means we put first things first, seeking God first, becoming still, and knowing God. In stillness, surrender, and have a good go at it. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.